All right, I saw the meeting has started to be recorded, so I'm just going to call our Board of Commissioners of Public Lands meeting to order on this December 7th. You all should have received the packet on Friday. So just going through our agenda today, I'm just going to start with approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I shall move.
I second it. Any updates, changes to the minutes?
None for me.
Okay. See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Minutes are approved. Moving on to the loans, we have 8 loans today that is about $6.7 million. I move to approve the loans.
A second.
Rich, do you want to walk us through the 8 loans that we're reviewing today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Sarah. Loan number 1 is to the City of Columbus for a land purchase. The final use of that land has not been determined yet, but they expect it to be used for a fire station or a Department of Public Works building. Loan number 5 is the City of Glendale, and they are financing their capital improvement budget. The main items in that budget this year are the water main replacement and some road work, which account for the majority of the funds. This is the second or third year that Glendale has borrowed for their entire capital improvement budget. And then finally, number 8 in Burlington, another slightly unusual purpose is they are financing the revaluation of town property. Statutes require a periodic revaluation of reassessment of all properties within the township. And it's a somewhat extraordinary expense because it only happens once every number of years. And so they are borrowing the funds for that purpose. Does anybody have any questions on any of the loans?
I do not. Josh, you have any questions?
I don't either.
Okay. See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. So the loans are approved. Moving on to old business. I don't know, Tom, if there is anything to update on the paper mill and some of the legislation that has been kind of out there.
Yeah, a sad update. The receiver for the Park Falls mill sold the equipment to the mill, so it is now expected that the mill will be raised, and so the chances for resurrecting that mill into an operating facility went from slim to none at that point. There is still a possibility that the Wisconsin Rapids mill may be sold to an entity interested in operating it, but there's been no discernible progress by the current owner on selling the facility. I touched base with the aide to Representative Krug this week to see if they had heard of any updates, and they had gotten radio silence as well, so we're not aware of anything going on there. So, unfortunately, some bad news and no news on those two fronts.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, Tom.
My pleasure.
So there's no new business, so maybe just going into reports. Rich, do you a chief investment officer's report?
I'm going to do my best to keep this meeting as short as possible and keep my comments to the next meeting.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. Tom.
Yeah. Just a little bit more on the Forest Service. We received additional information that the Forest Service actually has now set aside the money to equalize the transaction. And so they are continuing to move forward, and I'm still very hopeful that we will be able to close that transaction before the end of our fiscal year. So I'm excited about that. I will defer to the board chairman to tell the board about the events in Racine this week, which I thought was a great opportunity for the VCPL and the State Trust Fund Loan Program.
Well, Tom, I would say I thought it was fun, and I continue to learn a lot in this role. Josh, you know, something that we've talked about is making sure we're getting out in the public and people know about the projects that we help finance and how our distributions are making a difference. And so Tom and I went to Racine last Thursday for the groundbreaking of a building that they are renovating. We provided $4 million in capital to this renovation project. It was an old malted milk factory that basically sat idle in right outside of downtown Racine for a little less than 30 years. And they're now making it into this vibrant center, and it's even going to have both market and affordable housing units. So it's something that is needed. And it was great to be there with the mayor and some of the other key partners talking about our role with all of it. But I think the other unique piece that Tom brought up is that BCPL used to own the land that the old malted milk factory was built on. So, Tom, I want to make sure I get the back and forth right. But we first leased it to Racine, and then I think we eventually sold it to them. But it was just really neat to see that it wasn't just a relationship with finance, that it was old BCPL land that they were that we were doing this project on. So it kind of all came full circle. And I don't know what I'm missing, Tom.
No, that's a pretty accurate report. I mean, these days when we are bringing transactions to the board, you know, we're bringing isolated 40s to the board or a bigger exchange with the Forest Service. But thinking back 170 years ago is crazy, the kind of transactions that we would do. And in that case, we controlled the whole of the central city of Racine. In essence, we were integral to the founding of that city, which is wild. And thanks for pointing that out at that event. I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and if Josh, if you ever make it to Mayor Mason's office, there's now a lovely framed kind of picture from the BCPL to the mayor's office showing the land and the transfer. So it's pretty neat.
I'd like to point out that getting that put together was really due to the heroic efforts of both Twi and Mike Kruger from our office. So thanks again to those two for helping make that happen as well.
Thanks, Mike and Twi. You should have seen Corey's face. He was thrilled. So, and it was really good. We got a lot of good coverage about it, so which is what it's about. I think people had no idea the role that we play. So it was a really good event and an opportunity. So in addition, Tom, and I don't know if there's anything else with Racine or anything else with your report.
No, nothing else with my report. Josh had mentioned that he would be unavailable for the normally scheduled meeting on the 21st, and it's probably appropriate for us to talk about whether we should reschedule that meeting or whether we should go without and just start with the early January meeting for the next year.
Well, I think my question for Rich is, do we think we're going to have a lot of loans that need our review by then, or is it going to be a bit like, are these things that could potentially wait to the new year?
You know, I think that, you know, we have one application in-house so far for the next meeting, but it doesn't appear to be an emergency situation. And I would expect that the if we get any more applications within the next week or so, that they also could probably wait until January 4th meeting.
So I think if you guys believe that we are okay, that no one is going to need some sort of emergency approval, I think waiting until the new year makes the most sense. Josh, you have any concerns about that?
Nope, as long as it's not slowing down anything that needs to get approved.
So Tom, let us know if you need anything else, but I think that it's fine to cancel the meeting on the 21st and put everything at the beginning of the year, wherever that meeting is in January.
Will do. Will do.
And then the only thing I also want to share with my update is that right before Thanksgiving, I went to Stevens Point and made two stops in Stevens Point. The first was we met with students and teachers and faculty on the special distribution that we provided this year from the Common School Fund, which was a little over $340,000. And it was great to see the resources that how helpful the distribution has been for Stevens Point schools, and had a great conversation with kids and with the librarian. And so made that stop, and then afterwards traveled over to UW Stevens Point, who are key beneficiaries of the Normal School Fund. And last year we provided a little over, I believe it was $300,000 to the Normal School Fund, as it goes to the Nelson Institute as well as to their environmental programs. And what I thought was really, there's a couple of great things about this meeting. One was we got to talk to students and see the work that they are doing and how the funds that they are beneficiaries of, what they're using it for and the projects that they are focused on. And so it was great to see that perspective from a student's lens. But then the other piece was talking to Brian Sloss, who's the dean of the Environmental Studies program at UW Stevens Point, was that the money that we provide for some of their programs is actually being used to help Verso and the Paper Council in Wisconsin as they think about forestry and sustainable practices. And right now they have been a part of a larger team to work on getting a Build Back Better grant from the Paper Council, which is really neat, because we've been getting these updates every day, you know, every meeting about the paper industry in Wisconsin and how we can have an impact. And then to come and listen and know that I was unaware of it, our funds through UW Stevens Point were helping with forestry and sustainable practices that were contributing to what could be a grant that could make a significant difference for the paper industry in Wisconsin. So I did not know that. And so it was really neat to hear and learn more, and just the real value that these funds are able to generate. So that is my update. I think the only other thing too is that we did celebrate the 150th anniversary of the State Trust Fund Loan Program. And accommodation was given by the governor and myself. And so that was also something that we're celebrating. So I guess a lot was happening in these last few weeks. But that is it for my report. Any questions? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn? Or?
I move to adjourn.
I second. second. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh. Have a good week, everybody.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Take care. Thank you, everybody.